Exclusive: Brian Kemp on immigration plan if elected Georgia governor. I will track and deport criminal illegals. By Kyle Morris on October 28, 2018. Georgia Republican gubernatorial nominee Brian Kemp joined Breitbart News Radio on Saturday to discuss his opposition to his challenger's radical socialist agenda. Kemp's Democrat challenger, Stacey Abrams, has embraced socialism and pushed to give illegal aliens voting privileges. Kemp shared his thoughts on this and said he will ensure that it does not happen. "I don't know if I can explain it. It's against the Constitution, and obviously against state law. Certainly, as Secretary of State, I am going to make sure that doesn't happen," said Secretary Kemp. "It's funny, the lawsuit they proposed or served us with was asking for that. We pointed that out to them. They amended the complaint not to ask for that. So now they're suing us over something we already do. So it's just gotten ridiculous down here in Georgia." She also wants to give free college to illegals. She wants to give the coveted Hope Scholarship that Democrat Governor Zell Miller created, that has been great for the state of Georgia, to illegals as well, said Kemp. "I think the longer the race goes on, the more people are understanding that she has an extreme agenda. She is being funded by socialist billionaires all over the country that are trying to change the values and the things that we hold dear in the state of Georgia. Our voters are fired up and they're really ready to get out and say no to this radical agenda and vote for somebody that's going to put Georgians first ahead of this special interest. The status quo, the politically correct and the socialist billionaires from California and New York that are funding her campaign," he added. Kemp then spoke on illegal immigration and what he would do as governor of Georgia to work with President Trump to stop it. "I fully support the president on securing the border," said Kemp. "I have supported, from day one, David Perdue's RAISE Act to end chain migration." Kemp explained that he has solutions that could curb illegal immigration and violence in Georgia should he be elected governor. "Illegal drug cartels that are here and also street gang violence are running rampant here in our state. People aren't talking about it, but I have talked to local prosecutors, local law enforcement, as well as state law enforcement officials about it," said candidate Kemp. "I've got two plans to track and deport criminal illegals, these drug cartel members, and then also go after, stop, and dismantle street gangs." On healthcare, Kemp shared his thoughts on Abrams' socialist view of taking over healthcare. "I think we can use the private market and the private sector to do things differently," Kemp added. Kemp shifted to focus on the economy and shared his initiative on growing the economy in Georgia. "The Trump economy is booming all across the country," said Kemp. "What we have got to do is continue to train the workforce for the jobs we have in our state. Continue to make our economy and make our businesses more efficient and use innovation to help with that. That's the reason people are moving to our state. We have got good paying jobs." It was really ironic, over the last week or two, Stacey Abrams was also caught on tape saying that no one should have to go into agriculture or to hospitality, said Kemp. "Those are two noble pieces of our economy. I couldn't disagree with her more. People are proud to be in farming and agribusiness and they're proud to work in the hospitality industry. I want to be a governor that's going to continue to focus on the things that move the needle in the economy. Lowering taxes, continuing to cut government regulations, streamlining state government, just like our president has done on the federal level. I want to implement a spending cap so we can continue to fund the things that we properly should fund in government, like education, transportation and infrastructure, and certainly public safety." Listen to Brian Kemp on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris.